Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're back live into the second hour in Alabama. According to WAFF Television, and we're going to be getting him on the show, Philip Dean, just a good old boy, put a sign up in his yard saying our court system is a joke. A Judge Harrelson said this is despicable, that it's contempt of the court and disrespectful of government, and ordered him arrested. And then the man said, I'm not apologizing, so they were forced to release him, and they apologized. This just shows the wild arrogance of government, a total violation of the First Amendment. And then we had a caller, Paul, in Tennessee. I went to the bottom of this, because a few days ago I saw a blurb about somebody, an internet blurb, in Oregon being arrested because they bought a chicken in a market and said they weren't going to butcher it. They were going to take care of it because they felt sorry for it. And I didn't talk about the story because I didn't know if it was true. A caller calls in, Paul, and says, oh, yeah, this is the sheriff's name and this is the number. We called the number. It was indeed the sheriff's department out in that Oregon county, and they said, they don't know what we're talking about. So I don't know if that story's accurate. I'll try to get to the bottom of it. It sounds like par for the course, but I don't know if it's true. I'm not saying Paul's a liar, but I'd like to find out. I mean, I didn't read a blurb about it, but I don't know if it's true. You know, I always check stuff out. I heard about this WAFF story, but I went and got the story first. And, here it is. They did indeed arrest this guy for putting a sign in his yard. So we'll get back into that as well. You know, the British government was trying to push national ID cards on England, on the British people, to be able to leave their house, walk down the street. We now have that via the driver's license, which is really a federal mandated and indexed and tracked card. And the Supreme Court ruled on Monday you got to have that at all times in your backyard, on the street, anywhere, and you got to answer police questions or that's resisting arrest. They admit the old 77-year-old rancher veteran didn't have a criminal record, done nothing wrong, but didn't answer questions. So that was resisting arrest, and he was convicted of that. But now Blair puts compulsory ID card on fast track for UK. UK Prime Minister Tony Blair yesterday made it clear that the government now feels it has sufficient public support to accelerate the introduction of compulsory ID cards. Speaking at his monthly press conference, he said that we will need to readjust, whatever that means, our terrorism laws still further. I have to say this to you, and I think the whole issue of identity cards that a few years ago was not on anybody's agenda, was on your agenda, are very much on the political agenda here, probably more quickly than ever anticipated. And later, in a response to a request for clarification regarding last autumn's cabinet decision to defer ID cards for a few years, Blair said that in relation to ID cards, I think there is no longer a civil liberties objection to that in the vast majority of quarters. And they're also now in British bars, and they're talking about this here. They have trucks that have that scanner the airports use where you're totally naked. It scans right through in total detail. They just make all the bar patrons walk through it to see if they've got drugs or guns or anything. We're all guilty until proven innocent. I mean, think of the humiliation of Big Brother against us there. And a lot more coming up, so stay with us. But right now, let's go back to the calls. Barney in Maryland, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, pertaining to the man arrested for erecting the sign, contempt of court may apply in a courtroom, but the First Amendment applies everywhere else.
Well, he wasn't involved in the judge's courtroom. He just said our courts are a joke, and the judge thinks that he, you know, everywhere in the county is God, and you've got to lick his boots.
Well, he ought to be impeached for violating the supreme law of the land, the First Amendment of the Constitution.
But again, a major textbook being issued nationwide called We the People, and I have copies of it here in front of me, says there's no constitutional rights, that we're servants of the government. No, it actually says that.
Well, I tell you one thing, there's a lot of veterans fought to restore and protect the Constitution, and that's a bad area to get into. A friend of mine just gave me books totaling 2 inches in thickness pertaining to gun laws, and all that really should have been required.
Stay there, I'll let you finish up when we get back.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thanks for joining us on this global transmission against tyranny as we wage war on corruption. Let's get through some more of these calls on this open line Friday, then we'll get into the latest 9/11 developments, you name it. Barney, finish up what you were saying about gun laws.
Yeah, a friend just gave me books totaling 2 inches in thickness containing gun laws. All that should have been required is one sentence. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
And the liberals never seem to get this, that if the government goes after the Second Amendment, they're going to go after the First, the Tenth, the Fourth, the Fifth, and they're publicly eviscerating all of it right now, Barney.
I hear you.
Good to hear from you.
Thank you.
We're going to move quick now. I want to get a lot of calls in. Tom in Texas, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is Tom. I'm down here by Port Aransas, Texas. And, you know, it's a big spot they like to get for spring break, right?
Yeah, you got hit by black helicopters in 99.
Oh, yes, we did. And I'll tell you what, the people that live out there think, well, gee whiz, it was some kind of practice run. And what they did when they conquered the town, they run the U.N. flag up at the post office. And I guess you know too about
that. Yeah, that was also in the newspaper, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Foreign troops, black helicopters, Delta Force with them, blowing stuff up, terrorizing the town, and then running up the U.N. flag. Sounds like freedom. Go ahead.
That's in things on fire. They did that little run at Kingsville. They scaled some buildings in Corpus, the hotel. People are seeing these black hooded people going down, rappelling down the hotel. It's like, whoa, what's going on? Ooh, freedom for your own good.
Well, yeah, and they crashed a helicopter into a skyscraper in Houston.
I didn't hear about that one.
Tiny blurb in the paper.
Well, I know that they keep a lot of those little black bells are housed up there by Houston for the FEMA thing.
Well, these guys were from Fort Campbell, Kentucky, and Bragg, the Night Stalkers and Delta. Go ahead.
Oh, what she's talking about, the guy that made the sign who got in trouble. Well, I used to put a little sticker on my mailbox that said, get us, U.S. out of the U.N. You've seen those stickers, right? And I'd go out there, and it'd be peeled off the mailbox. So I'd put another one on, and it'd be peeled off. So I'd made a bigger one. It was harder to peel off. Well, I did get a note from the post office there for posting the sign. But the problem was, yes, it was on an easement, you know, for the road. So
yeah, and I guarantee you, though, that if that had been some pro-UN sticker, you never would have had the problem.
Oh, no, not at all. So I moved it, and I put it in my yard, in my property, behind the fence at my place. And it got removed still. Now, I asked the neighbor across the street, I said, you know, I've put up three of these signs in my neighbor's school. And I've put up three of these signs, and I've got three of them missing. Now, you have any idea of, you know, who's taking these signs down? He goes, well, yeah, the guy that delivers the mail. So I guess, you know, the post office now has extended their jurisdictional limits there somehow.
Well, part of the TIPS program is they're supposed to spy on us now.
Well, I'm sure they do. Yes, indeed. You know, and you get your neighborhoods down here.
Well, you're lucky you didn't have a judge arrest you. In Alabama, they arrest you.
Well, I know it. It wouldn't have been because of my Title 18 or my 1047 thing that I notify them of rights that I keep up there, too. But they get tore down, and they're, you know, I quit putting them up there. But,
well, don't you know in America you're not supposed to put a sign in your yard or have any freedom? What's wrong with you? Thanks for the call. Sure, go ahead, Tom.
I want to mention that, what he's talking about, the fillet knives and machetes, people getting arrested for that.
Yeah, I mean, you can have your tackle box, and I know people who go to jail for it.
Well,
you're driving back with fishing poles, and the cops know right where to go. You got a knife. I mean, how does a cop arrest somebody knowing there'll be a fillet knife? Ooh, you got a knife, you're going to jail. I mean, what's wrong with them?
Well, they have, we have to take a ferry to get across the ship channel to get to Port Aransas from where I'm at, or go 60 miles further. Well, they have police that are on the ferries now, and basically they're cigarette cops is what they'll tell you. You know, their sign that says, turn your lights off, no smoking, turn your engine off. Well, it started out last year's spring.
Well, they admit it's for Homeland Security, by the way. They may tell you it's for that, but it's to spy on you.
Well, actually, yes. And,
of course, there's no terrorists, so they're going to harass you. What happens?
Well, they stand up there, and if you get out of your car like so many of the tourists do, stand at the edge and watch the water go by, if they see an empty vehicle, well, they would go shine their light in there and look, you know, from the outside, you know, looking real thoroughly inside. Well, now they don't even wait till you get out of the vehicle this year. They just walk around when you're there, and they'll even tell you, would you move your legs? You know, I can't see.
I remember over and over again, you know, as a child, going to Port Aransas, watching the dolphins by the ferries, and now you're telling me goons are crawling all over. Thanks for the call. That's part of freedom, though, just having people shine lights in your face and, you know, harass you, and better answer their questions, you'll go to prison. The Supreme Court says that. Let's go ahead and talk to another caller. Let's talk to Dan in North Carolina. Dan, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Alex.
Yes.
It's an honor and a privilege to be talking to you. I'm up here in North Carolina driving trucks. I got opportunity to watch Fox 10 YouTube last night. I do have a DVD, and I do tape it on the VCR. So I was watching them last night training National Guard troops to tape our guns on television and like in your police state 2000 tape there.
Where did you see them training to take our guns? I mean, I know it's in my videos, but where'd you see it?
I see it last night. I couldn't believe it. I was like watching this on television. They're going in the houses, telling them about the booby traps. Now they'll booby trap the hole in the ceiling, and they'll put a booby trap up there. And then when the terrorists come in, they'll grab that or they'll trip that booby.
Where were they doing the gun confiscation drills?
It was on. I believe it was CBS or NBC.
Hey, let me ask Scott to boost his audio, please. So, sir, but I mean, where was the military supposedly doing this?
I think they were doing it on a base or something. They had buildings already set up for...
Yeah, we've got video of urban warfare by the Army in Louisiana, urban warfare all over the country by the Marines, and the role players say, I'm an American, no, not the camp, not my guns.
But every time they were doing it, they were failing or doing something wrong. The brigadiers said, we'll have to keep doing it until we get it right and all that. We got in too close, or, you know...
Let me ask you a question. It's all SWAT team tactics. What do you think of being arrested in Alabama if you put a sign on your own property saying our court system is a joke?
That sounds real bad. I think I don't know what to say. I'm really that's not good.
That's not America. Thanks for the call. That's not how we do things here. You need to leave the country, Judge Harrelson. You're a traitor. You are a nutcase. Let's go ahead and talk to Don in Colorado. Don, go ahead.
This is Don. How are you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
I appreciate you, brother. I'm going to try to be brief, but this is just fantastic, and you won't want to believe it. Nobody wants to believe me, so I'm going to keep it short. But it has to do with where I live, or used to live. I moved. I call it Crime Central, but there I was up the street from a mosque, and as it would happen, there was a neighbor. His house number was 911, and this is prior to 9/11. And I experienced a situation where I found people, caught a man behind my house. He told me he was a private eye, and he told me he was watching the people next door because they were looking for a young woman. And they give me this story, and I believed him. He showed me his back. I didn't call the police. I let it go at that. And then all of a sudden, I had one of these old-style satellite antennas that I didn't use because I had cable. And then I discovered every time I turned it on just to see if it still worked, it had been disabled. Okay. I'm within 7 miles of Target Mountain, Ground Zero. Okay. And then I find that... I've got a lot of activity in my neighborhood. I contact the police, ask them if there's any crime going on in my neighborhood, and fill out one of them forms, and I don't think nothing of it.
So what happened? Boil it down.
Well, two weeks later, after my neighbor's house has been raided, and after they've entered my house for no reason other than they told me I had a 9/11 hang-up.
Oh, that's when they don't have warrants, but now the Supreme Court, well, Fifth Circuit says they don't need it. Hold on a second. They just claim you get a 9/11 call.
Right.
So that's their excuse to get in everybody's house. Go ahead.
Okay. The raid was at 9/11. They raided the house claiming that the guy was making methamphetamines. He was just a dumb stiff that did work, and he was having a hard go. And I don't know that he was making it or not, but they raided his house, took everything out of his house. And then... that they forced him into bankruptcy and divorce and had his furniture, and they didn't make it stick, and then they returned all his stuff. But in the meantime, he's had to move, and the day before he moves, I get this 9/11 hang-up. Well, I cooperate with the police. They're there to help us. You know, this is a democracy. You know, what is a semi-democracy or a police state democracy or what? And it still works a little bit, you know, but...
Wait a minute. I let them ride into my house,
you know.
Sir, I appreciate the call. Take care. This is not a democracy. This is a constitutional republic. The founding fathers decried democracy because in a democracy, if 51% say kill all black people, it happens. Or if 51% says kill all white people, it happens. Or let's give you a real-life example. 51% of the town says, we're taking your property. It happens without just compensation. And no, it's why don't you just cooperate? Why do we have a Bill of Rights? Why do we have a Fourth Amendment if it's bad? Okay? Why do our veterans fight for it? And I know hundreds of people in Austin, middle-class people who get, we got a 9/11 call. In the middle of the night, the SWAT team comes in, gun to your head. Where's your warrant? Oh, we got a 9/11 call. I mean, it's a joke. Government is the most criminal thing out there. We got to tie their hands. That's right. You tie the government's hands, you get freedom, low crime, and liberty. You untie their hands, you get tyranny. Be big government doesn't make you safe, it makes you a slave. We'll be back.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
You hear a lot about the quality of air outside these days. Pollution, pollen. Is it as healthy as you'd like? Allergies, asthma. Probably not. Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times?
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Oh, Rob, you're so funny.
They go. Into you, into your children,
their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen,
and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less.
Call them now to breathe easier.
888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know there's a price war in the insurance business? Well, right now, don't wait. You call Termbusters, and you could save up to 40% on quality term life insurance. Call now. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. Here's one example. A male age 50, non-tobacco, issue preferred, $500,000 of coverage is only $113 a month. Guaranteed for 20 years. Call Termbusters to save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We have smokers rates too. We specialize in $500,000 and up term life insurance coverage. Call my friends at Termbusters now to see if you can save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Yeah, I've got the reports that you try to get on ferries anywhere, or trains or buses or checkpoints, and they'll shine spotlights right in your eyes. Don't try shining a spotlight in a god's eyes, though, one of these lords' eyes. They'll knock your teeth out in a second. Oh, you assaulted me. That could cause corneal damage. I guarantee you they'd knock your teeth out within seconds. But see, you're the slave. You got to learn how to be their property. Let's talk to Bill in Oregon. Bill, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, first of all, I just want to say you're a damn good man, and I appreciate you being here.
Just do me a favor. We have a lot of children listening, and I don't even want to use the most bad
all right,
types.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
But no, it's not. We have a lot of homeschoolers listening. Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, I just want to know if you can possibly make an attempt to get two guests, actually six, five guests. Four would be the New Jersey girls, who I've listened to, Christina Breitenberg, or whatever her name is, Breitenweiser. She's great, leading the commission. Sybil Edmonds, who I've been listening to extensively on another site, an interview that was done with her, her expose on the Ashcroft trying to muzzle her. You're probably aware of that. One thing I have not heard you talk about, though, which I'm real, real concerned about, is the Denver International Airport. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, we've done shows on it.
Yeah, I'm mind-boggled with that whole scenario.
Giant pyramids, skeletons, Nazis.
Insane.
Machine-gunning people.
I agree with you.
Death camps, all kinds of satanic stuff, yeah.
Well, that's probably where they're going to go. Another thing is that on the West Coast, I noticed there's no radio stations in Oregon, Washington, or California that carry your show, and I'm trying to get our
That's
local.
Not true.
Are there any in Oregon?
Yeah, we've got affiliates in Oregon and California, but, I mean, they don't cover your area, obviously.
Yeah, well, thank God for the Internet. And one other item. On the Internet, I noticed the last hour I can't get it. Is that something that you have to requirement? The third hour I can never get it. It kind of goes away. I get 2 hours of you on the Internet, and then you go on to your...
What do you mean you get 2 hours?
You're on from 9 to 11, and then at 11 o'clock it goes away, and Colorado Network comes on with Paul Harvey and some gold company starts advertising. But the last hour, I never get the last hour on the Internet.
You've got to listen at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com.
I'm on Prison Planet.
Okay, well, you're listening on the Colorado Radio Network stream.
Right.
So, you need to listen on the Genesis stream.
Exactly, but how do I get onto that?
Okay, on the main page of Infowars.com,
right.
It says number one stream, number two stream. Those are the official streams.
Okay, I'll go there. And one last thing I want to say is Mr. Hansen, the gentleman you did the Bohemian Grove with.
Yes.
Well, I understand something happened to him. Can you give me a little details on that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Wasn't there a gentleman with you that did the video?
You mean what happened? Something happened to him. That's pretty...
Well, I thought I heard something that he... I went up there to do a follow-up, and something happened to me. It was like murdered or something. Is that just a rumor I heard?
I don't know. I saw him like 2 days ago. So
I'm glad he's good. And the last thing I need to say is the blacksmith group. Are you familiar with them?
Listen, I'm gonna let you go, bud. I appreciate the call. I can't. I've got to go to calls quicker here on the show. I've been promising to do that. But you're probably talking about Ed Homan and a person who is admittedly insane. Got on I think somewhere on the radio and said that he wasn't alive. And I don't know, I saw him about 6 months ago, but doesn't matter. They've been saying he's been murdered for 2 years. And obviously now the story is it's happened to Mike, and that's not true. Mike just unsuccessfully ran for county constable. So, I mean, I get calls sometimes that I'm dead, but rumors of my demise have been greatly exaggerated, or how does the Mark Twain quote go? So I don't really know what to say anymore, but... Let's go ahead now and talk to John in Florida. John, go ahead. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. You've certainly set the range on fire.
Well, I'm not alive, though, so it's kind of hard to. So.
Well, you're doing a good job, my friend. I want to talk to you and the listening audience about government authority and something I've been pondering. And I think a good example is the postal system. Okay, which is supposed to be a, privately run enterprise these days, which seems to be a trend. The government is always, turning everything into, like, private.
Yeah, they hand the private profits and control over to private corporations, and then they give the corporations government power.
Yeah, and now what's come to my attention, I live in one of these nice little neighborhoods where there's, a newsletter that's put out and a little committee that goes around and...
Sure, go ahead and tell us.
Okay, well, they put out the newsletter, and they can't put it in the mailboxes, which are out in front on the street. There's a standard size mailbox that you can buy in a Home Depot or Walmart or place.
No, I know.
Like that, right?
It becomes federal property.
Yeah, well, that's what's odd. You know, we can't have people who are trying to, like, do yard work and paint the house, put their little signs in there. It's totally off control, but the government hasn't issued me a post office, but they sure want to tell people what can go in it, which I think is a good example of government authority gone amok. I just want people to hear that.
It is. Hey, I appreciate the call. We're going to take a lot more of your calls, and I'm going to cover some news first when we get back. 800-259-9231, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912, or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Is America bankrupt? Are we on the verge of an all-out economic collapse? What can be done to protect your family and assets? What kinds of investments will be able to withstand an economic meltdown? The problem is, it's not always easy to find great solutions. And during these dangerous economic times, finding the right solution is crucial. Midas Resources has been a leader in educating people not only about the shaky economic future and its many problems, but also the solutions. Now Midas Resources is proud to offer, free of charge, Peter Kershaw's renowned book, Economic Solutions, the incredible story of how you and America are being bankrupted and what you can do to avoid the wipeout. Read Economic Solutions and learn about the greatest scam ever, the Federal Reserve Act. Learn about the great income tax swindle and the agenda of the New World Order. And learn how you can take steps now to protect yourself and family during these uncertain times. Call Midas Resources toll-free at 1-800-686-2237 and ask for your free copy of Economic Solutions and begin planning your family's economic survival. Call 1-800-686-2237. Do it today. You'll be glad you did.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, more of your calls are coming up here in a few minutes at 800-259-9231. Open line Friday, 800-259-9231. I want to get into a few pieces of good news. There's actually been quite a bit of it. On Monday, the Arkansas Supreme Court, while the federal Supreme Court was saying there's no Fifth Amendment, the Arkansas Supreme Court said police cannot come to your door and ask to be let in and intimidate their way in, because then they caught them in a lot of cases just going ahead and coming in even if people said no. Meanwhile, the Fifth Circuit days before that said they can come in your house without even asking and without a warrant. So that's the new America. That's some of the bad news on top of the good news. Some of the other good news, this is out of one of the news services that promotes RFID tracking and taxation and the implementation of the small tracker radio chips. And it says, breaking news. And it says, loyalty marketing news restaurant. We've been reporting with breathless anticipation, oh, it's so wonderful, for about a year now, on how countless payment systems are paving the way, or contactless payment systems are paving the way for consumer loyalty solutions. That means no clerk in the quick service restaurant or QSR space. But Carline reports this week that the biggest player in the space, McDonald's Corp, has put the brakes on its own contactless payment migration. That's what it says. It's all this weird industry talk. McDonald's says it will stop accepting ExxonMobil Corp's radio frequency SpeedPass transponders for payment as of June 30th. So, because people aren't using it and don't like it. They've been trying that now for 3 years. So, that's the good news there. Let's go ahead now and get in to some of the other really serious news today. I mentioned this earlier on the show that 2 years ago, and I've talked a lot about this, I saw Director Ridge, head of Homeland Security, before it got funding, so I guess it was 2.5 years ago now, on C-SPAN, and I taped it. And he said to have a job, you'll have to have an ID card with four levels of security clearance. First, it'll be airlines, then taxis, buses, trains, food service, agricultural jobs, and then everyone. This will happen through the state-issued driver's license. It's really a federal ID card funded and controlled by the feds. Well, I just learned this morning that the Washington Times ran a story March 26th covering this in the headline, "If you're on the list, no job for you." The FBI and Department of Homeland Security are developing a database that will allow private companies to submit lists of individuals to be screened for a connection to terrorism. And the government's saying they're going to have to do this. The FBI Terrorist Screening Center Director Donna A. Bucella told legislators yesterday the database, quote, will eventually allow private sector entities such as operators of critical infrastructure facilities or organizers of large events to submit a list of persons associated with those events to the U.S. government to be screened for any nexus to terrorism, Ms. Bucella said in a joint hearing of the House Judiciary and Homeland Security subcommittees. That phrase, nexus to terrorism, is ominous, and the dictionary defines nexus as a means or connection, a link or tie. And, again, you're part of the Green Party, a conservative group, pro-land rights. Suddenly thousands of us, there's been hundreds of articles about this, cannot fly. Recall the case of Canadian citizen Mayer Arar. See, and of course the Washington Times uses an example of an era, but it seems to be more white people than anybody else, who was sent by the U.S. to Syria to receive torture. Simply because an acquaintance happened to witness a lease agreement Arar signed, according to a November 2003 article from the Toronto Globe and Mail. You can link through and read that. The riddle of Mahir Arar's captivity now seems to center on a mysterious acquaintance, Abdullah Al-Miki, a fellow Syrian Canadian, also in his 30s. The two men knew each other in Ottawa before their inexorably linked fates linked them to meet up again in hellish Middle Eastern prison only a few weeks ago. Back in 97, both men lived relatively normal lives. They were naturalized Canadians living in Ottawa in a choice that would later come back to haunt them. Mr. Arar had Mr. Al-Awaki act as a witness for a lease he signed. And this is a few months after September 11th, terror attacks on the United States. RCMP national security agents went looking for Mr. Arar and Mr. Al-Maki to ask them questions. It's not clear what exactly police wanted from them. And then it goes on to how they grabbed them and did this because they were on a list because it was a terrorism nexus matrix connection. They call it a matrix tracking grid. So this is very serious, and if you have bad credit, you name it, you're not going to be allowed to have a job. You'll have to go sign up with the government and, quote, you have to volunteer because it's a privilege to have a job. It won't be slave labor because you're volunteering to do the labor so they can pay off your debt, so then they'll give you a green level coding so you can then have a job. And a lot of you say, oh, well, they're just trying to stop the terrorists. Folks, they protect the real terrorists, okay? And they go after nobodies as just part of this whole infrastructure they're creating. That's been in the news that no one at Camp X-Ray is even Al-Qaeda, much less mid-level Taliban. They just grab random people and torture the living daylights out of them. And General Rick Baucus quit the base, the head of it, and refused to carry out torture almost 2 years ago. A giant x-ray used in drug search. Yesterday we talked about a BBC article where their airports are putting them in to scan you. They digitally record it. You're naked. The equivalent of being naked, a crisp image, 360-degree image of your whole body, scanned down to the finest details. A 7-foot-tall x-ray machine was used for the first time by police who arrested 35 people during a drug raid on London pubs in northwest London. And it says that they had them walk outside and walk through the scanner, everyone in the club, and did find some drugs. Oh, see, everybody's guilty until proven innocent. I guess every morning we should all line up outside, have the police search us and search our houses, and then why we'd stop drugs, you know, and why then we'd be safer from the government shipping them in. More than 400 officers took part in the operation to scan suspects for drugs and weapons in Harlinson High Street. And it says equipment was brought in on articulated lorries on Friday night, and suspects had the choice of being strip searched or scanned. And it goes on to, it says, it shows a graphic image of the suspect minus their clothes. And there's images of it. BBC photo of a naked man. This is on Infowars.com. And, you know, there's been images of the women, you know, walking through. And then they do this to your whole family. And to get into a lot of the pubs now, they make you take a DNA tissue swab. They test for drugs on the spot. If you refuse, they go ahead and strip search you or arrest you. That, I've got dozens of articles on that out of the BBC, London Guardian. And now they just have you come outside, and it's on the back of a truck, and you walk through the scanner, and they record a digital image of you. It's all part of the freedom. I mean, they didn't even do that in 1984, but they do now. So, and that's coming to the U.S. Most of our big international airports like Chicago and Miami and Dallas and L.A., and they have it now. Five of the airports, it was the last time I saw an article on it, CBS News, about a year and a half ago, only five had it at the time. I've been told more have gone in. A NASA brain scanner actually CAT scans your brain and records your brain waves, and then green and red and orange image of your brain, and if certain areas are red, that means you're upset,
and you may be a terrorist.
Yeah, you've entered the Twilight Zone. I mean, are you hearing what I'm saying, people? It's like earlier, the article I read out of WAFF television. Out of Decatur, Alabama, a man puts a sign in his yard saying our courts are a joke. The judge has him arrested. As if his contempt of court goes everywhere, and as if you can't call the courts a joke. As if it's not defended by the First Amendment. And the schools all over the country have this, and I now have copies of it, this major textbook called We the People, that says that there's no rights under the Constitution, that we're here to serve the government. It actually says that. We read it yesterday in the third hour. Oh, my goodness. I mean, it's just, it's wall to wall. Bush given warnings months before 9/11. This is old news, but now it's back in the mainstream media, London Evening Standard. The White House was warned months before September 11th that al-Qaeda was planning to crash aircraft into skyscrapers. A whistleblower revealed today, and a potential hammer blow, no, because it won't be in our news, President Bush's credibility, former FBI translator Sybil Edmonds, well, finally got picked up. We had this on last week. Said senior U.S. officials had told an outrageous lie when they claimed there had been no prior warning. Ms. Edmonds, a Turkish-American who worked on wiretaps, has told a special investigation in 9/11 that was information in the spring and summer of 2001 such an attack was being planned on American cities. There was general information about the time frame and methods to be used and about people being in place and who was ordering these sorts of terror attacks. There were other cities that were mentioned, major cities with skyscrapers, she said. I got on air on July 25th and said they're going to use bin Laden as the patsy to hit the World Trade Centers. I mean, that's how much I knew. Everybody knew this. The 33-year-old revealed she had given evidence at a secret session of the Congressional Commission hearing testimony from government officials, intelligence agents, and politicians in the New York and Washington attacks. I gave details of specific investigation files, specific dates, specific targets, information, specific managers in charge of the investigation. I gave them, the commission, everything so that they could go back and follow up. This is not heresy. These things are documented. With the issue sure to dominate this bid for re-election, President Bush has repeatedly denied that officials had received any warning about a specific attack on September 11th. Any suggestion the White House misled the U.S. public about this would be more damaging than current claims it deceived the nation over Iraq's weapons. Only last week, Condoleezza Rice, the president's national security advisor, who's going to be testifying April 8th, they claim, wrote in the Washington Post, "We received no intelligence the terrorists were preparing to attack the homeland using airplanes as missiles." But Ms. Edmonds said it would be impossible for that to be the case. The White House has sought to gag Ms. Edmonds, but she told the Independent, Mr. Bush said that there was no specific information about September 11th and that that is accurate, but only because he said September 11th. Ms. Rice, who appears before the commission next week, has come under attack from the former White House counterterrorism advisor, Richard Clark, who says she failed to do her job. See, he's the shill. Clark's not the good guy. Paul O'Neill's not the good guy. They water it all down, you see. FBI agent Rowley up in Minnesota, he got all these real FBI agents blowing the whistle on specific prior knowledge of being blocked. She comes out and goes, "Oh, we really dropped the ball. We're idiots. We're bad. We need more funding." And they go, "Whoa, damning evidence. She's really bad." That was very hypocritical. I just said damning evidence. A guy earlier said that word, and I said don't use it. But it also means what context you're using it in. And I like to be neurotic about it because we have so many children listening. But it's all very serious. Ex-FBI woman says Rice lied. And again, there's more news on that. We'll get into this later. U.S. job growth soars. That's another lie. Bunch of really scary news about genetically modified crops. Right now, let's go back to your calls. You have been holding extremely patiently. Looking for my call list here. Here it is. Up next is Doug in Ohio. Doug, go ahead.
Yeah. Nice to talk to you, Alex. I got a stuff I want to say to you. Have you ever heard of check washing?
What?
Check washing.
Yeah, that's some kind of fraud, yeah.
Yeah, but now, I think it was 60 Minutes that did the TV show, and the government said they could do the show, but they was not allowed to tell the chemicals that were used to do this.
But, yeah, so now the government, I heard about that, is engaging in First Amendment blockage right out in front of everyone. And exactly. That's ridiculous.
But this is my point. They would not let them release the chemical compounds to do that, but they got on national TV and told the chemical compounds Tim McVeigh used to blow up a building.
Well, it's all hypocritical, and McVeigh didn't bomb any building. It's totally staged, and it's a good point you bring up. Yeah, all over the place now. Oh, you can't do this, you can't do that.
When it comes to their money, do not touch. But they'll tell you how to
They didn't do that because they care about fraud. They love fraud. It gives them more to do. They are the criminals. But obviously, they don't want the First Amendment out there. They want to set precedents. Thanks for the call. Houston Chronicle yesterday. Conservative activists asked for the documents from the State House. They're public documents. Who registered lobbyists are. And the head of the Texas-Mexico relations for the governor's office is a Mexican citizen and a registered lobbyist of Mexico. Public document. And the government's threatening to arrest her, saying, "Give that back and tell us whoever you talk to, and don't talk to anybody else about this, how they have registered lobbyist of Vicente Fox running the Capitol." The whole area over Texas-Mexico relations. I mean, this is what they're doing, folks. These people are out of control. They're criminals, okay? I mean, the government is criminal and is out of control. It happens. It's the norm in history. It's happening again. Say no to it. Ryan in Ohio. Ryan, go ahead.
Two things. First one is, there's 21 copies of Police State 3 and The Road to Tyranny ready to be mailed to 21 city council members. And in it will be New York City condemns Patriot Act, along with Toledo condemns Patriot Act. What else should I put in there?
You should go to my Save the Bill of Rights campaign. I'm the guy that came up with the idea to get cities out of the Patriot Act, and I'm the fellow that put that out first. I'm not bragging. It's just that I have the best resolution. I put out the idea on the website. I said we need to have cities pull out of this, and just wrote a short blurb. Then a few people did it, and so I put out a more extensive one combining some of those, but mine is the best. It affects the entire power structure of executive orders, PDDs, unelected regional courts, and then it also affects the Patriot Act and Homeland Security.
So I look it up, Save Bill of Rights.
Save the Bill of Rights campaign. It's in the Patriot Act section, subdirectory of Police State section of Infowars.com.
Okay. And then the second thing was about the FAA is supposed to, within call NORAD.
Yeah, my dad's a pilot. If you get off course in a little aircraft, even without a transponder, for 5 minutes, you get a call. Why are you deviating? If you fly over any controlled airspace, which New York and D.C. are maximumly controlled globally, the most controlled, the national average is within 14 minutes, fighters will be on you.
Is there a rule of engagement, like 21 section 29 or something like that I could find?
Yeah, well, I actually read that on Monday. I don't have it in front of me, but I can actually dig it out. It's in Monday's stack over here, and it's posted on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and the archives from Monday, and it's stand down orders revealed. And in June, Rumsfeld issued an order before generals were ordered to shoot down aircraft. They didn't need any presidential order. They were about to shoot down Payne Stewart's. They followed it till it crashed in a field. They had Sidewinders locked and ready. What was it? Five F-16s ready to shoot it down. But they didn't because it went into a safe area. But they didn't need any presidential order to shoot down Payne Stewart. So, yes, sir. They ordered them in, what was it, June 1st, to take the control from the generals to Donald Rumsfeld.
The code number for it?
I just said it. It's in the pile right here on the website. I don't have it in front of me right now. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, I've covered about a third of the news. I will jam all the other news in the next hour. And we've got another clip coming up. You know, I never saw Bush give his speech where he made fun of the weapons of mass destruction. I didn't see that live. I didn't see it in its entirety. I've only seen different clips on C-SPAN. Because they have little clips, and they also have the full thing, and I haven't had time to sit down for an hour and watch his whole speech. But I did watch more of it this morning. And he made a comment about Skull and Bones as well, right after he made the joke about weapons of mass destruction being missing. So we found this new clip, and we normally update Infowars.com at 11 a.m. Central. Right when I go on air, a big, massive update goes up. Video clips, audio clips, government documents, news articles, you know, you name it, transcripts. PrisonPlanet.com does a little bit different. They do three medium-sized updates daily. So it's always right up to the minute. Watson's a workhorse. My wife does Infowars.com. She does it in one big update. So it was so big today that it hasn't been updated yet. She's updating it right now. It'll be up in here in the third hour. We're also going to have that audio clip for you where he not just talks about, ha-ha, the missing weapons of mass destruction, isn't it funny? But we also have him a new Skull and Bones comment, the third in history. Because he hasn't said much about Skull and Bones. Oh, it's so secret, I can't talk about it. Oh, it's so secret, didn't even know it still existed. Ha, ha, ha. Well, he's doing some type of weird hand signals where they're both putting their hands on their heads, him and his chief of staff, and he goes, oh, look, a secret Skull and Bones signal. So we'll air that in the next hour, and it'll be up on Infowars.com in the next hour as well. Before I go back to Mark and Ann and Andy and Jesse and everybody else, where's that Andrew? The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And I heard a neocon talk show host last night play the clip of Brit Hume and go, oh, it's no big deal. Brit Hume got up on Fox and said, you know, I'm so sick of these people, you know, these families of these veterans. You know, that's a victim society. They just like to whine. He was just saying all this horrible stuff. And he said, why don't they just get over the president's speech? Why don't you just get over it? I mean, how sick is that? I read the transcript, but to hear it and then hear the neocon host say it was no big deal. Yeah, just get over it. Get over us lying to you for oil and your children's blood for oil. Just get over it, you sickos. But then Bush Sr. will cry on TV. Being mean to my son, he cried on Monday. It was in the news, Associated Press. Choking back tears, you talk about him. And then Barbara got up on CNN and said, if anybody talks about my family, you're dead. That's a quote. You're dead. People are insane. They're totally insane. Before I end this hour, here in the last 60 seconds, do not procrastinate. Get America destroyed by design. Get Police State 2000. Police State 2, the takeover. Police State 3, total enslavement. Get 9/11, Road to Tyranny. Masters of Terror. Get The Matrix of Evil, my newest video. They're incredible films. I can't describe everything that's in them. You've heard the rave reviews from listeners. Get them. They're $25.95, all over 2 hours, $20 if you order three or more. We carry a bunch of other books and videos by other great researchers. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to peruse all the great material. Order it today, tonight. We got operators there 24 hours a day that can answer your questions, get the videos for you. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001. That's 3001 South Lamar, LAMAR, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or 888-253-3139. By the way, we're on the first 2 hours of the show on Global Shortwave at 94.75 during the day, 11 to 1. Third hour's coming up, by the way. But at night, all 3 hours are now on 3210, 9 to midnight Central, 3210. Third hour coming up.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides,
toxins, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.